I'm Justin Thomas from the Charleston FFA chapter in Charleston, Illinois, and my SAE is Agricultural Mechanics, Repair and Maintenance Entrepreneurship.
Well, we are here at this 83rd National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Not very long ago, you were on stage and heard your name called as the National Proficiency Winner. What was going through your mind when you heard your name?
When I heard my name, I couldn't hardly believe it because I was the first national finalist and national winner from my chapter. So it was a real exciting experience. And then from there, I was just trying to figure out where I all needed to go and what was going to happen after I got off stage. So,
well, let me ask, as the first national winner from your chapter, what's that going to mean once you get back home?
I imagine I'm going to be getting a lot of phone calls and a lot of support through a lot of the individuals that have helped me and wanting other individuals who want help from me since I have this recognition now.
Well, let me ask, what along the way, what was instrumental in getting you to where you're at?
Well, my ag advisor had a big part of it, encouraging me and keeping me going through with the process, because there are a lot of individuals that don't exceed in their SAEs or don't take pride in finishing them. But she kept hounding me, and I kept working on it. Well, got a national finalist winner out of it, so.
Take a moment and tell me a little bit about your proficiency area.
I basically restore antique tractors for myself and a small business that I can sell to other individuals, and I also restore antique tractors for my FFA chapter.
How did this all come about?
Well, I've been restoring antique tractors for about 8 years now, so it was easy for my SAE to get started because I already had a lot of the experience and knowledge. And the part with my FFA chapter was started because we were selling fundraisers like candy and wrapping paper and only making maybe a few $100 off of it, and we only had $160 in the kitty. Well, I talked her into it after she was very hesitant on it and agreed that she would go ahead and take part of this, and we've now got over $14,000 in our account. So,
wow, what a difference a little hard work makes, huh?
Oh yeah, we've had three tractors that we've finished now, working on the fourth and fifth, and selling $10 tickets at different shows around our area, you can make a lot of cash quick. So,
when you look at the tractors that you've been able to restore, what's the one tractor that has given you the most fits?
The second project that we have done was definitely the one that was the hardest because it had been on fire, and when we were done with it, it took $9,000 to complete the restoration.
So what is it about it, that finished product, that gives you the most satisfaction?
Probably seeing the transaction from what it first looked like to the finished project, because with the Super M, it was basically a hunk of metal that we drug into the shop, and it was actually running and moving and looked like it just came off the factory line when we finished it.
Justin, you talked about the impact that your advisor has had. Who else along the way has been there to provide the support that you've needed?
A lot of support have come from my parents, as well as a local mechanic in my area, because he's helped me a lot with allowing me to use some of his tools if I don't have them, and allowing me to use his shop bay in the wintertime to help move along my projects, along with a lot of other neighbors around my area.
So what's in your future career plans?
My future career plans are to come back to the family farm and be a part of that, as well as having probably a part-time job in restoring antique tractors to further my SAE.
Well, let me ask, along the way, you come in contact with a lot of younger FFA members. What kinds of things will you be able to share with them now that you have been named a National Proficiency Winner?
I can share with them that the FFA has opened an awful lot of opportunities and gives you an awful lot of responsibilities and leadership skills that you can gain through this experience. With me becoming a national finalist, I just had $1,000 given to me for filling out a few applications and putting in a lot of hard work. So it's very well worth the time.
Justin, let me again congratulate you on being named a national proficiency winner. We wish you the very best in your future career plans.
Thank you.